You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hello and welcome to Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason here at the NFL Annual League Meeting in Orlando. Thanks for joining me. A lot went on this week, but of course, now the league meetings are over. It's full on focus on the draft coming up in just about a month, 3 days, that are going to help determine what the Broncos do for maybe the next few years. But first, what do they do at number five? And the first question is about the number five overall pick from Taylor Rhodes. If Saquon Barkley is available at five, should they take him? And what are some guys that aren't quarterback that they could take at five? Well, with Barkley, you have to consider, okay, he's a talented player and he's a high character player. But the draft is also fairly deep at running back. You've got Darius Geis later in round one. Ronald Jones from USC could be in round two. Rashad Penny, Kalen Ballage. Those are two guys that really stood out at the Senior Bowl. They're going to be on the radars as well. Even some good day three backs that could be considered. The point being, the value of running backs says that maybe you should wait until round two, three, or four to get a running back if you're going to go in that direction.
The draft is also fairly deep at running back.
Maybe.
But you could also argue later in round one,
the Jaguars took Leonard Fournette.
The Cowboys took
Ezekiel Elliott.
Rashad Penny.
The Vikings had Adrian Peterson back in 2007.
These are examples of some high-kicked running backs.
Even some good day three.
Very well, but the other thing I'd say is
the point being,
how many Super Bowls
the value of running backs
about that.
Says that
they
maybe
haven't done so with those running backs.
Round two, three,
so there's a lot to consider there.
But
other players
at
other positions besides quarterback in that number five range,
start with
Bradley Chubb of NC State, in my opinion, the best edge rusher
could be
in this
round
draft.
Two.
Rashad
Big,
Penny,
fast,
he's kept his speed, even though he's added 20 pounds or so
at
NC State, going from a stand-up linebacker to a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end. If you bring him in, he would probably be a stand-up outside linebacker in the 3-4. You get into the defensive backs.
Point being,
you got Minkah Fitzpatrick out of Alabama, Denzel Ward, Ohio State cornerback, Derwin James safety
so
from Florida State, and then don't overlook Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame,
who
in my opinion is the best overall player in this draft.
The draft is also fairly deep.
Do you take a guard at
Darius Geis
almost unprecedented height,
at least in the last 10 years
in the draft
for taking a guard?
And even when his talent is Nelson,
Adrian Peterson back
and makes you give you pause.
Is
do you take a guard that high when there's better value elsewhere? So those are the guys, other than quarterbacks, that'll certainly be on the Broncos' radar if they stay at five.
Four.
Next question, more on the draft from Quentin Sullivan. Why is Lamar Jackson being overlooked as a high first-round QB? He is the most athletic out of the bunch and has run some pro-style concepts. Could you see a team like Denver drafting him?
Well,
there's a couple of reasons. His accuracy
is below
60% for his entire career at Louisville. Didn't quite hit 60% this past season. He kind of joked that he was at 60 and then he had dropped below 60. And yes, Josh Allen does have a lower completion percentage, but Josh Allen is a little more of the traditional quarterback type in terms of his size, in terms of his arm strength, in terms of being more of a drop back guy than Lamar Jackson, for whom running is a big part of his game. So that, I think, is why you're seeing Josh Allen talked about early in the first round, but not Lamar Jackson. That said, I like Lamar Jackson. I like him as a first rounder. I like him as a mid-first rounder, quite frankly.
This past season,
he may slip to late round one or early
in day
two, perhaps.
And
if that's the case, I think
he's
going to represent
good
value. The key for Lamar Jackson at the next level is this.
A little more of the
he averaged, 18 runs per game at Louisville.